We're coming up here at 8:44, and our temperature right now, 48 degrees. Coming up in our 9 o'clock hour, of course, all of our interviews are by phone. Of course, during the pandemic, social distancing, the YWCA Executive Director, Brooke Denniston, will be talking about summer meals and the cooperation with the Salvation Army. It'll be coming up. That's going to be an official announcement about that. Transition to the summertime. That'll be coming up at 9:05. Also, a pleasure to have with us sales representative Jake Sechrist from Mid-Century Fibers, kind enough to join us today. And Jake, I know that I guess even during this pandemic and the things that we're going through, you guys are still kind of maintaining kind of the normal type of workload, right?
Yeah, Leon, we're doing everything pretty much standard operating procedure. You know, we've maybe taken down a few of the installs that we can do because we do ask some health questions before we come in, and we make sure our guys are wearing the PPE and all that good stuff. But everything else is running just as usual here.
Absolutely. What about office maintaining personnel who handling phone calls? How do folks go about with customer service and those type of things right now?
Yeah, Leon, so the great thing about having our phone system, as you guys know, you guys have a phone system through us too.
Absolutely.
Is that our people are able to work from home. Now, like, I'm in the office and my boss is in here, so we probably got 6-7 people in here, but we're all spaced out, you know, like they're recommending that we do. So like the rest of the 30 some odd people that work in the office, they're able to work from home. Now, what that means for everybody is that when you call into customer service, either the 778-8611 number or the 778-3278 number, you're going to get handled just like you would if everybody was in the office, and your troubles will be resolved quickly.
Absolutely. Jake, what are the typical type of things, even during these times, what are type of things you mentioned we were talking about off of the air, that more people are at home now? So, again, maybe the influx, maybe some of the fiberhood, different things like that. Let's talk about some of the things that you've been kind of handling.
Yeah, Leon. So I think since last time I talked to you, we were doing, what, 2 towns last time?
And right.
Now we're in 11. So we've got 11 towns. We've grown a little bit, and we continue to see some growth. We're always getting new fiberhoods coming up online just about every day. So, but the people being at home, they're really starting to notice the lag in maybe the older networks, and it's nothing against any of the other companies. Mm-hmm. They just don't have the fiber infrastructure that we do. So with our fiber, we're able to handle pretty much any load. Well, not pretty much. We are able to handle any mm-hmm. internet needs that anybody needs. So.
Yeah. Well, when you look at a situation like this, and you do, let's talk about breakdown of business and then residential. Talk about some of those type of things you're able to do here locally as well.
Okay. Yeah. So for businesses, you know, we know some of the businesses, you know, that are, you know, bars, restaurants, and everything. If you're having a hard time making the ends meet, we just ask you to give us a call and we'll work with you. You know, we know that this is unprecedented, mm-hmm. so, you know, there's no need to be nasty about anything. So just call us and we'll work with you. Now, on the residential side, we've recently went from our middle package, which was $59.95. It still is that price. But we went from 100 meg service. We upped that to 250 for everybody so that everybody can handle, you know, if you got 3 kids at home and you're working from home, you might need that extra bandwidth. So we went ahead and did that for free for everybody. We got you 2.5 times as fast as what you did have. So we're trying to work with everybody. That's a good part about being a local company, and so we want everybody to succeed, and we want this area to succeed, and we want to help any way we can in that.
We're with Jake Sechrist. He is a sales representative of Mid-Century Fiber, and we mentioned a little bit off the air, we just had our new phone systems. In fact, I hung up on Jake just prior to this with Angus. Still getting used to a little bit of the buttons and make sure that we push the right ones, but I think it's the ability, a lot of things that we are able to utilize in our business is going to be so advantageous, you know, Jake, in regards to moving forward into the future.
Yeah, Leon, and you'll figure those buttons out. Don't worry about it. That happens. So, and we do have some.
He didn't cuss at me or nothing. So,
I would never, Leon. I would never. But we do have for some more training. So, if you want, just give us a call.
I might need that. Definitely.
All right,
Jake. What would you have to tell folks out there again who are going through these difficult times, and again still need maybe some updates on some internet, those type of things? I know that by phone you. you can talk with them and, again, kind of meet with them. I know you're still utilizing, and as safety purposes, social distancing as well in the practice with the Mid-Century Fiber as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to be responsible, you know, and be responsible citizens just like everybody else through all this. But if anybody needs anything, just call out here to the office. And like I say, you know, Michelle, Stacy, me, whoever will be able to help you on the edge outside. That's 778-3278. And if you are a co-op member, call 778-8611. Or if you'll be doing stuff on the internet, it's more your speed, go to fiberfastnow.com, and we'll be able to help you out any way possible.
You know, Jake, you mentioned about, again, when we first started talking, we were building at that time fiberhood type of things with Canton, I think Elmwood, and a couple of those things. You mentioned 11 now. Well, what's the kind of the goal you want to achieve out here? Where else you're going to be heading out and kind of extending out?
Well, my goal, Leon, is a sales guy to be everywhere.
That's right. There you go.
That's my goal.
Absolutely.
But so, you know, we just kind of, every year, we just want to kind of continue the march towards getting more people. We've gone to Brimfield, Princeville, Knoxville, in Fulton County there. We're in Lewiston, taking a look at Ipava. So kind of looking in there. We got Dunfermline, Bryant, St. David, you know, the big cities down there. So we got those done.
Absolutely.
So we just want to bring our service to as many people as we possibly can, because I think we have the best product, and I know we have the best people. So
absolutely. Jake, we appreciate it. Thanks for you and your staff out there making our transition easy with our system. And, again, the best of luck to you. Stay safe out there. Again, what's the number to contact, maybe customer service, or if they'd like to find out a little more about anything we talked about today?
Yeah, Leon, so that's 309-778-3278. And you can just ask from Jake if you like, or you can go to fiberfastnow.com. There's a lot of information on there, or even send us an email on that website, and we'll be able to get back to you as soon as possible.
Awesome. Jake, always good to have you on the air with us. Best of luck to you guys out there. Stay safe. Appreciate it.
You too, Leon. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Jake Sechrist, again, he is the sales representative, Mid-Century Fiber, right here on Tuned In.